I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Arrest warrants were issued Thursday for a former Georgia Board of Regents member on suspected racketeering and attempts to commit theft charges. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
Clarence Dean Alford, who resigned immediately following his arrest, is accused of trying to deceive Versant funding of nearly $1.8 million. The state's attorney general's office says he tried to use fraudulent documents to sell off accounts receivable to the company. The joint investigation with the GBI also alleges Alford attempted to steal nearly $500,000 by sending fake invoices posing as the University of Georgia to Versant. Officials from the Board of Regents, which oversees the university system of Georgia, said in a statement that allegations are, quote, shocking and deeply upsetting. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Oil and fuel are still being released into the marshes near St. Simon's Island as the recovery of a capsized shipping vessel continues. GPB's Grant Blankenship reports.
The Coast Guard and others have been draining the fuel from the Golden Ray. Unfortunately, that, plus the wildly variable tides of St. Simon's Sound, has meant more unintentional releases of oil from the already unstable ship, including a sizable release earlier this week. Now, oily tar balls have begun washing up on the beach at Jekyll Island. Rob Aldridge is a local fishing guide who's seeing oil on the marsh side of Jekyll 2.
And it stretched for miles. The smell was very, very strong. Seeing those little black tar balls from, you know, basically the size of your pinky fingernail up to, you know, silver dollar size.
Aldridge is spending more time cleaning oil from his boat than guiding trips this week. He says the cleanup also comes near the start of the popular and profitable inshore fishing season on the coast. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Atlanta.
Atlanta businessman Matt Lieberman is the first Democratic candidate to officially enter the race to replace Senator Johnny Isaacson next November. GPB's Stephen Fowler has more.
The entrepreneur and political newcomer says he's running because he is fed up with elected officials not solving problems that Americans face.
I feel like most of us, when we watch a politician come on TV, it's just an undifferentiated mass of blah, 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 blah.
His platforms include voting rights, reproductive rights, and strengthening gun laws. He'll have some help. His father is former Connecticut U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman, who will advise the campaign. Lieberman will face whoever Governor Kemp appoints to fill the seat and any other challenger in a, quote, jungle primary-style election next fall. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Another Republican has also thrown his hat into the ring. Former Savannah Congressman Jack Kingston says he submitted an application to Governor Kemp. Kingston lost a GOP runoff for Senate in 2014 to Senator David Perdue. A veteran of Miami-Dade's police department has become DeKalb County's first female police chief. Mirtha V. Ramos will step into the role on November 4th. Ramos is a 22-year veteran of the Miami-Dade force who oversaw more than 1,000 employees in four police districts while serving as a division chief, major, and captain. In her new role, Ramos will lead about 800 sworn police officers and about 110 civilian employees. She'll also oversee the department's $95.1 million budget. Ramos replaces Public Safety Director Jack Lumpkin, who has headed the county's police force since former Chief James Conroy retired in April. Well, the American Cancer Society released a report this week showing breast cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for black women in Georgia. More from GPB's Ellen Eldridge.
Breast cancer now kills more black women than lung cancer. And while overall deaths have decreased, the disparity between white and black women has widened. Dr. Veena Rao with the Morehouse School of Medicine in Atlanta studies breast cancer.
Currently, it's all early detection. And if you have a family history, then you can get tested early to see whether that particular mutation is there in the family.
The American Cancer Society says access to healthcare makes a difference when it comes to early detection. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Atlanta.
In sports, the Braves lost to the Cardinals 7-6 last night in Game 1 of the National League Division Series. The two teams play Game 2 this afternoon at SunTrust Park. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.